this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you. And welcome you to the second hour of our second holiday edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world. And the best way to pull up the stream is go directly to the 1150kknw.com website. Click on listen upper left and then listen online and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And of course, you can find us on Facebook these days. Go to Facebook, search Martha Norwalk's Animal Friend. You got to see that lab that the mailman is his bestie and he gets scratches through the mail slot. It's just too cute. And the cat's talking is pretty funny too, but you got to turn up your volume. But it's really very, very cute. Alrighty then. So here we are. It is the second Sunday of December, and that means it's best bioenergetic synchronization technique, neuroenergetic balancing, Rasmussen Reset, and Energy Code Sunday on Animal World. So Dr. Nils Rasmussen is here. Sister Linda Rasmussen is here. And pretty much Dr. Nils works mostly on animals and some humans. Linda works on the human animal side. And so the way it works when you folks call in for treatment, Dr. Nils will tune into and work on the animals. And then Linda does a session with the human animal. And so if you were here last hour, you heard how that works because Dr. Nils did a little Penelope Chiwini and Linda worked with Mary. And usually she'll give you an affirmation that helps keep the energy going for you for the week and so forth. And Linda mentioned it while she was working with Mary, because I often forget to. But for those of you that are listening, whenever Linda's working with one of us human animals, you can get kind of what we call a surrogate healing. If you kind of tune in to Linda's instructions and imagine the answers to the questions the way you would answer them in your mind, and then just follow the instructions, and the energy will help you as well. So did that describe it pretty well, Linda?
Yes.
All right. So we are going to head back to the phones, and man, you know, I always tell you as a behavior therapist and trainer, I work with the worst of the worst of cases. And, you know, because I've been doing it all my life. I started training dogs in grade school. I'm in my 70s. So it's decades and decades of experience. But every once in a while, get, you know, a situation where I've not seen this one before. And it's a real challenge. Most of the time I can come in, wave my magic wand and get the dogs under control and set people up for a lifetime and we're good. But this is one of those cases. So let us, we got to tell you the story, but we might as well get all the parties involved. So let's get on the line. We are going to Snohomish and welcome Sylvia. Welcome to Animal World. You're live with me and Dr. Nils Rasmussen and Linda Rasmussen. Good morning, Sylvia.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning. Now, don't tell me what's going on, because we got to fill in everybody on our story here, because boy, have you got a story.
Well,
so,
yes.
So let me just I'll lay it out as quickly as I can, and you correct me if I get anything wrong, okay?
Okay.
All right. So Sylvia finally found me somehow through a referral or a reference of something. Anyway, she found me and contacted me. Sylvia and her husband live in the Snohomish area and have nice house and an incredibly fantastic, huge fenced backyard. It's like a half an acre. But you know, big, it's kind of like my world with big, huge, you know, 100-foot trees. And, so it's not a grassy lawn and flat, but big trees, and it's well-maintained and cleaned up, but you know, hills and slopes and that sort of thing. So Sylvia tells me the story that, they have, two little dogs, or two dogs and a couple of cats to begin with. And we're going to do, some tune-ups on the other two dogs. So in the middle of the story here, Sylvia, I want to describe the other dog so that Nils can get a feeling for these dogs. So the original dogs you started with, what we've got, Piper, right?
Yes, Piper was the second one.
And Piper's kind of a large, kind of white terrier type, but you know, quite a large dog for terrier, but
yeah,
we don't really know what breed she is.
50 pounds, I would say.
Yeah. And how old is Piper?
4 years old.
4 years. Okay. And then the other one's name is Riley. Is that right?
Yes, Riley. About 34 pounds.
And
kind of a brown, shaggy, Norfolk mixed terrier.
Right. Okay. So we had those two dogs and then the cats. All right. So then somehow Sylvia heard about this, which has become the third dog, calling her Lucky. She is a Wheaton Terrier, but a large, tall Wheaton Terrier. Obviously not genetically well bred because she's much too large and too tall. But the story that Sylvia was told is that this is a five-year-old female Wheaton that she was lived her 5 years in an Amish puppy mill type situation in a cage all of her life, and then taken out of the cage on a leash or a pole, and then drug into another inside somewhere for forced breeding and stuff. All right, so not a good background. So anyway, finally this dog ends up at the rescue. And they tell Sylvia somehow finds out about this dog, decides that she's going to rescue this dog. We're calling her Lucky. And the rescue hadn't had her for very long, but said, yeah, you know, she's shy and got some fear stuff. Has a problem with the leash, can't really walk, and has an issue with doors. All right, so home Lucky comes with Sylvia. Sylvia has a husband, Rob. And at first, seemed to go pretty well. And Lucky got along with the other two dogs really well and really fell in love with Piper, you know, the larger of the two. And they became best friends right away and running and playing together and all that sort of stuff. And Sylvia managed the situation really well and, you know, had, I think, a collar and a harness on Lucky, the Wheaton, and all of that. So life happened. And at some point, now this, when during the summer did you get Lucky? When was it?
Right at the end of June.
Okay. Got her at the end of June. And then, so things went pretty well for a while. And then you'll have to correct me, Sylvia, if I describe this wrong, but Sylvia felt like, you know, she'd really settled in. Things were going well. She and Piper were best friends and all of that. And of course, Sylvia's thinking this poor dog, you know, in a cage all her life and no freedom and freaks out. So she needs to be able to run around and play and all of that. So Sylvia let her go and took the leash and harness and everything off.
That's right. I did.
All right. So we were okay for a little while, but something happened and spooked the dog. All right. So by the way, the dog, we already knew the dog could not be walked on a leash. That put a leash on this dog and the dog absolutely flips her cookies. Cannot be dealt with. Well, if you've watched Dr. Nell's before and after videos and listened to us for long, you'll know that he and I worked on a similar case. So that's coming back into the picture now. Anyway, we knew that Lucky can't do the leash. All right, then, so when Sylvia takes all the equipment off, lets her go, some point the dog spooks. And now the dog cannot be caught, will not come in the house. Sylvia, they tried everything I can think of to do, and this dog, they can't catch her. They can't get a collar on her and leash her. They can't, and she won't come in the house. And all that. So they did the best that they could do, and then Sylvia knew better than to feed her outside, but would put the bowl inside the door, and she'd put a foot in just to eat the food and dart out. Anyway, by the time Sylvia finds me, get this. Lucky has been outside in the yard, not in the house, refusing, can't be caught, for a month or more. So for weeks, this dog has been outside. Won't come in. We can't catch her. That's through the whole bomb cyclone, the storm, and everything, she's out there. Well, bless Sylvia and her husband, Robin. They've done a wonderful job of fixing up the deck with beds, and Rob built a box so she could go in the box and all of that. Anyway, so she found me and talked to me, and we said, "Well, okay, I'll come over and meet you guys and see the dog and see where we're at, and hopefully between the three of us we can walk her down. And once we can get, you know, a collar and leash on her again and get her back inside, you know, then we can start working at her and working on the behavior." Well, so I went over last Saturday. And, you know, we had a good session together. I got to meet, Lucky, we did our best, the three of us, to go out. And, you know, the secret to, you know, catching dogs don't want to be cat is that, you know, you walk them down, but you do it calmly without hysterics and no getting excited. And, you know, you get close and they zoom off, and then you calmly follow. And after a while, they get tired of the game and slow down enough, you can get close enough to get a hold of them. Well, not with this dog. And, you know, the three of us, it's not an easy yard to navigate, although it's nicely cleaned up and everything. It's just a half an acre and large. And we're three older folks. I swear, that dog wore us, all of us, out. And she's fast and she's smart. And a lot of the tricks that we would use, you know, to get a hold of and all of that, don't work with her, because you can't even get into that range with this dog. So after we wore ourselves out went back in, sat down, and we went through a lot of the educational stuff and sensing the whole thing, I figured, well, you know, we have options, and, you know, we could, you know, really force the situation and get more people involved. We could use the pole catchers if we could ever get close enough with a pole. We could sedate the dog. You know, there's lots of things we can do. But, you know, I'm kind of in the business, so we want to find the least traumatic solution, you know, to avoid traumatizing the dog as well as Sylvia and, you know, the humans involved. And of course, I know I'm thinking, and what I'm getting, you know, all is that it's time for Dr. Nels, you know. And remember, everybody, how Dr. Nels has taught us, you know, I've always said dogs generalize, assume, and flashback. If it happened this way once, it's always going to happen this way. And he's helped me understand that better, in that he's explained that when dogs are traumatized and have bad experiences, their nervous system can get stuck in the fight-flight mechanism. Well, that's why Dr. Nels developed the Rasmussen reset. You know, we've talked about that a lot, and that's where specific points, he puts his hands on, or fingers on the dogs, and resets that nervous system and gets them out of that fight-flight stuff. So I'm thinking, you know, the next step is we've got to get Dr. Nels working on Lucky to get her nervous system straightened out. And if he can work with her enough, you know, at that time, I'm thinking, this is last Saturday, I'm thinking we get the nervous system straightened out, she should be more comfortable to come in, because Sylvia had a nice ritual going, in that she'd open the sliding glass door and put the food bowl inside the door, and Lucky would step in and grab a bite and then step out and grab a bite, step out. She'd got her in enough that she'd come all the way in, except the last foot, won't bring it in, and will, you know, dart right out. And so I'm thinking, okay, so we got to have a feeding ritual that we move the bowl further and further in the room. And once she gets far enough in the room to eat, then Sylvia could close the sliding glass door behind her. And we already knew is that once she's in the house, she's much easier to handle, and she doesn't, you know, and we could get, Sylvia would be able to get the collar and leash back, you know, the collar back on and all of that. So that's where we were, but we needed a way to speed this up, and I figured that's where Dr. Nels comes in. And so the good news is that Sylvia, very open to working with Dr. Nels, and I just felt like, since, you know, I've worked with Nels for so many years, and I really believe that he's one of the most gifted healers I know, and since we've worked with, you know, similar fear cases, we haven't ever had a dog that we couldn't catch and it's been out in the yard for a month, but the leash stuff, and we worked with before, so I kind of knew it would be helpful. So anyway, Sylvia and Dr. Nels connected, And you continued. Oh, the other big thing was that the sliding glass door in Sylvia's home is, it's, you know, it's old, it's big, it's heavy. So Sylvia, I had her practicing. There's a bench next to the sliding glass door. So I made Sylvia had to practice sitting on that bench. So when the dog came in to eat the bowl, she could easily push the sliding glass door closed. So Sylvia practiced with the glass door so she'd be able to close it and all of that, continued with the ritual, got on the phone with Dr. Nels. And let's see, Dr. Nels did the first treatment remotely on Lucky. I think, Dr. Nels, you did that on Tuesday.
Okay, I forget, actually.
Yeah, no, well, that's why I'm taking us through the timeline, and I'll take us through the story. So, Dr. Nels, we're going to be late on advertisers, Nathan, because I've got to get through the story here first. Dr. Nels, you did the first session with Lucky on Tuesday, and what did you find when you tuned into Lucky? What did you get on that first session?
Oh, well, there was just so much. Just both sides of her body had active points. You could call them acupuncture points. I don't really think of them that way. They're touch points. But they're energetically, she was just way out of balance. And I spent quite a bit of time getting her rebalanced. And right. Then did it
again. And
that
again. Was on Tuesday?
I believe that was Tuesday.
Yeah, that was on Tuesday. And so you got to rebound. So then what I'll tell you now, this is one of those cases when I work with someone privately, after I've seen them, I give you free phone follow-up privileges. Most people don't need it. This is the case that makes up for that and everybody that doesn't need it. Because like Sylvia and I are becoming best friends because we're like talking several times a day on the phone to get through this. Okay. So after the first treatment Nels did on Tuesday, there was an immediate slight improvement in the fear starting to subside. When Lucky came up to the door and Sylvie would open it, she was easier to touch her more and could actually get both hands on her and around her shoulders and a little touching, putting the food bowl down. She wasn't as hesitant to come in and get it. And she stayed in longer and ate instead of grabbing some and backing out and all of that. And so we could see there was a gradual improvement. The fear was lessening. Okay, so that was Tuesday. Wednesday went through, you know, it was gradual lessenings of the fears. Then Thursday was the next session Dr. Nels did with Lucky. Now, when you did a second session on that Thursday, Dr. Nels, was improvement or did you just go further or how did that second treatment go?
Well, on the second one, there was still lots and lots to do. So it was hard to say from the standpoint of, you know, the sheer volume of what I had to do, if it was different. I've sensed a quality that it felt like, the system was coming out of fight or flight. I did feel a little bit of a calmness. So I felt like things were working, heading in the right direction. But I also, at that time, I kind of realized that, I've got to work with Sylvia.
I've got to work with her. Yeah, because she's very connected here. And by the way, just so you all know, Lucky really accepted Sylvia. And that where the bond is. And this is Sylvia's deal. I mean, Sylvia is the one that rescued the dog. We're assuming at this point that the abusive handling and so forth probably was a man that did that because Lucky is not good with men. And Lucky's not comfortable with Sylvia's husband. And his presence, we're thinking, can be upsetting the apple cart a bit. But anyway, that second treatment was this last Thursday. So then Friday morning, apparently that's husband's early day at work. So he was up and out of the house very early. So it was only Sylvia that's home. And when it came to feeding time in the morning, first thing, she opens the sliding glass door. And Lucky was real glad to see her. And she got to pet her head and her shoulders and all of that. And so she was getting ready to do the feeding ritual and stuff, weren't you, Sylvia? And all of a sudden, before she even got the food and got ready, Lucky just walked in the house like it was normal. Okay. And I think, Sylvia, when that happened Friday morning, you were pretty shocked, right?
Oh, I couldn't believe it. I mean, I stood there in shock, like you said, and didn't even shut the door, didn't do anything. I just thought, is this really Lucky in? I mean, I know Piper's in, there's Riley, this is Lucky. And then I thought, shut the door, dummy. So we shut the door right away, and she ran around the little loop that she does, went over to where she has her toys, and there's a bed, and her usual for the first four months, kind of her area where she always was, and waited for breakfast, and ate breakfast right over there, and everything was fine, and she took a nap, and warmed up, and things are like,
yep, so we're almost like back to normal for the originally that she came in, she settled, and Sylvie was able to put the collar on her.
Yes.
All of that. So, and then she was just settled in the house. Now, I had absolutely laid down the law with Sylvia and Rob, when I was there to do the session, that once the dog comes in the house, that's just the beginning. We got to get the collar back on, that it can't be pulled off. And then she is never, ever, ever at this point, ever to go out again without having a line attached to her. We cannot give her any freedom until we work through all of this. Okay. No out without a line attached to you. And I think this is where Mercury in retrograde comes in, because had I realized Mercury was in retrograde, maybe I would have stressed it more or said or something. But I thought we were really clear on our plans. Sylvia thought we're really clear on the plans, and she's got the dog in and a collar on her now, but she's settled in the house and she's resting. So Sylvia has the leashes, the regular leash and the long leash ready to go when it's time to take her out. We're not sure that's probably going to be an issue, because remember, the dog can't be walked on a leash. So we were going to have to come up with a plan of that. And as soon as she was settled and Sylvia had a chance to put a leash on and see it, then I was going to come back right away to work with the leash work and see if we could work through that. Well, so we had a miracle, which I had expected. Dr. Nels works miracles all the time. And I'm just like, woo, we are like celebrating. Well, apparently, I don't know what happened, whether Sylvia was not in the room or gone or out, whatever, but husband Rob comes home early from work, comes in the house. I don't know where Sylvia was at the time, but she obviously wasn't right there. He looks around and he sees Lucky's in the house, and he says he sees the collar on her. And he thinks, oh, everything must be fine. She probably has to go to the bathroom. So he opens the door and lets her out.
This is where I should scream.
Yeah. Of course, I think you and I have both already done enough of that, and we're trying to let go of that. And that's where, Linda, maybe you can be of help. So Rob is in the doghouse, because wouldn't you know, he lets the dog out. And of course, now we're back to, we can't get close. She won't come in. So that was Friday out in the back. I figured, well, let's give it overnight. She can stay out. She's got a good setup undercover with the beds and stuff. And then maybe tomorrow morning, the next day, Saturday, yesterday morning, I was hoping, fingers crossed, that the morning she'd just do the same thing and come in like she did and we'd be good. But that didn't happen. She wouldn't even come up on the, for some reason, this triggered everything again. She wouldn't even come on the deck. She wouldn't come to eat. So she missed a couple meals. And so by yesterday sometime, I said, yeah, Nels wasn't scheduled to do another session until today on the air. And then he was going to do another session with Lucky on Tuesday. Well, I said, call him up. We got it. We need him to start again. So yesterday, Sylvia, you were in touch with Dr. Nels, and Dr. Nels, you did a tune-up and did some more work with Lucky. What did you find yesterday when you tuned in?
It was kind of this more of the same, plenty to do. That's about all I can tell you there.
Yeah, a lot of these dogs, but 5 years, this dog has been traumatized her whole entire life. It takes a while to straighten these things out. So he did that yesterday. So then by last evening, she was able, she finally would eat again partway in the door. Isn't that right, Sylvia? Didn't she eat last night?
Right. She missed dinner on Friday night and breakfast Saturday morning. And but that's when I called you.
So
and
then
had
Nels, yeah. So then Nels works on her Saturday day. So then Saturday, yesterday evening, she ate again.
Right.
Now, so then we had a plan for this morning, which I don't know. Dr. Nels doesn't know because we haven't talked to Sylvia yet. This is going to be, you know, new information now. So we had a plan this morning that Rob was not allowed to get out of bed and come downstairs, that Rob was on snuggle with the cat duties and confined to the bedroom so that Sylvia could do a ritual like Friday morning when he wasn't there. So I'm assuming you did, because you do that around 9 o'clock in the morning. I'm assuming that you went through the morning ritual this morning, and now you can catch us up on what happened this morning.
Okay, exactly like you said, he did stay away, so she did not, you know, sense him in the area. And I came out like it was a weekday, him being gone at work. Mm-hmm. I go to the door, she's right there. I open the door, and she actually sticks her head in, kind of gets a little bit of a pet, backs off. I try it again, and now she's backing off a little bit more, so I walk away, but I'm leaving the door open. Figure, uh-huh. Well, I can start the food. And she's in at least to the shoulders, maybe the waist, and she's kind of looking around. And I'm uh-huh. crossing my fingers. This could be it. Do I go and encourage? Do I just stay backed off? I wasn't sure. So I just would talk to her from the distance of maybe 10 feet, like, hi, Lucky. There's Lucky Puppy. And tried to encourage, and then she backed off. So then I kind of
Were you preparing breakfast for them?
Just starting to, yes.
Okay.
And but we're in total vision range.
Right.
She sees me. But she just backed off and there was no further coming in. So I thought, well, I'll go now and try to encourage. And I said, oh, there's Lucky Puppy. And like you say, always talk, you know, excited and up like everything's happy. And she let me pet her, but then just kind of stayed back, and I still left the door open and got breakfast going. And
okay, well, first of all, what I would say is that, you know, trying to encourage her and having more pets, that was not on the program. I would have preferred you come, you know, have a couple little pets at the door, come in and start the feeding ritual rather than trying to connect more with her.
Okay.
But anyway, when you got to that and you got the food ready, did she come in to eat?
No. By the time I put the food down, I'm starting to sense that maybe they used the food bowl to get her out of the cage or something, because a lot of times when I come at very beginning with the food bowl is when she really goes out to the lawn off the deck.
Interesting. So at any rate, we didn't have any miracle this morning of her coming back in. So she's still outside, but she did have breakfast, or she has not had breakfast?
She has not.
Okay.
And then I got time to call you. So I've got it just sitting in the microwave, and I'm going to try as soon as we're finished.
Yeah. So what we're kind of doing like yesterday is, you know, you try for, you know, 5-10 minutes. And if she's not interested, then we close the door and put the food away and then try again in an hour or so. But anyway, she did do dinner last night. So the unfortunate is that we had the biggest miracle we could possibly expect Friday morning when she came in. Unfortunately, Mercury in retrograde messed with us, and Rob spaced out and let the dog out, and now we're back to worse than square one. And so I told Sylvia last night, well, Rob's penance here is he's just probably going to have to pay for more sessions with Dr. Nels, you know, because, you know, we got to get her back. And we can't proceed with anything until we can get her back in and get a leash on. And Dr. Nels, in working with Lucky, you know, determined that this is going to have to be her choice. She's going to have to make her decision to come in. We can't force it. So we can't, you know, pull the leadership and go with a behavior modification program. We can't do anything until we can get the dog back in the house and get a line on her. Then as soon as they get a line on her, then boom, Aunt Martha's back, and we'll work through the leash stuff, which may take Nels and I working together. you know, if you remember the corgi that was so crazy and out of control, you know, Dr. Nils went with me on the session, and we tried the leash and the dog flipped out, and then Dr. Nils reset the dog. And then I tried again with the leash and the dog flipped out. He reset the dog. And I think it took three sessions of that and him resetting, and all of a sudden, dog was ready. I said, open the door, and out we went. By the time we were done, we're walking the neighborhood and all the leash issues were resolved. I think we might have to do the same thing, Dr. Nils, with you on the phone.
Yeah.
With her once we get her, but we can't go any farther than that. So that kind of catches everybody up on what's going on. Nils, you are working on the dogs.
Working on Lucky. I already took care of Riley and Piper. Piper didn't need a lot.
But, all right. Now, yeah. I'm thinking here, Nathan, and Sylvia, you've got plenty of time, right? You can stay with us?
Yes.
Okay. I'm thinking that maybe we let Nils keep working on the dogs, but we take care of advertisers, okay? And then when we come back, we'll get a report from Nils on the dogs, and Linda can do a session with Sylvia. That sound like a good plan? And do you want to put all the ads together, Nathan?
Yeah, we'll be doubling up this time around.
Yeah, and you can drop the Animal World in mine and then just put the others together, and we should be in Fat City. All right, we got a plan, Sylvia, so you hold on. We will continue straight ahead right after we take care of advertisers right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nils Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com. Now,
do you ever feel overwhelmed by all that's happening in the world? Triggered by people around you? What's going on in your personal life? Or shifting energies? Looking for inspired guidance? Need to talk? Natasha Ventner, intuitive personal awareness coach and medium, can help by sharing insights, tips, and tools to support you through life's glitches and snags. Natasha helps you empower yourself. Visit Natasha's website, intuitiveclarifications.com, to discover how her unique skills and heartfelt caring approach can help you. That's intuitiveclarifications.com.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Don't let that herd mentality lead you off a cliff. We support Thinking for Yourself on Alternative Talk 1150.
Boy, we're winding down the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World already, but we're here until noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here in Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Now, we are in the middle of a session with Sylvia Snohomish, and she's got three dogs. Piper and Riley are the originals, and Dr. Nils has already tuned them up. We have the rescue, Lucky, who is the Amish puppy mill Wheaton, 5 years old, lived in a cage all her life and on a pole and kind of tortured. Extreme fears of the leash and walking, extreme fears of doorways, not wanting to go through, and she has been out in the yard for a month and we can't catch her or get her in and all that sort of stuff. And so we're working on a plan for all of that. Dr. Nels, you've been working on, let's see, you started with Piper and Riley. And how did the two of them do?
Piper was really just a minor touch-up, not a whole lot to do there. And then Riley, who's the older one, there was a lot to do on both sides. Energetically, things were out of balance. And so I got a good tune-up in on Riley. Apparently, there's not a lot of manifestation of anything, which is fine. Nice to get to it before it's a problem.
Excellent.
We got that handled. And then I spent a lot of time with Lucky to get her tuned back up again.
So anything different with Lucky, or what did you see today?
I can't say there's anything different with Lucky. There's just plenty to do. And, you know, considering her background, it's not really that surprising.
Yeah. And Sheila, Sylvia, you're still with us, right?
I'm still here.
Okay. Now, Dr. Nels, I'm wondering if you agree with me. I'm thinking hearing Sylvia's story from this morning. She comes down, opens the door, and then has a little greeting. Hi, Lucky, and gets to pet a little bit. But instead of going off to then start the feeding ritual, it sounds like she continued to focus on Lucky, talking to her and getting more touches and pets in. I think that was too much focus on her, and that's what pushed her back away.
Yeah. So, I have a similar feeling. I think it's a situation where whenever I meet any new dog, my first thing I do is ignore them.
Right, exactly.
Just absolutely, as if they're not there, just talking with the people, just totally ignore the dog, and we might sit down, and eventually that dog's going to come over and start sniffing on me, and maybe even if they're a really friendly dog, start pushing my hand around with their nose, you know?
Right, and I always say with new dogs, you know, the best thing to do is no touch, no talk, no eye contact, ignore. I say don't touch them until they touch you first, and like Dr. Nels said, yeah, and eventually they're poking me with their nose. Well, once they start poking you, your hand, then you can put your hand out and touch underneath the chin and chest as opposed to basketball style over the top of the head. But I think, Sylvia, I think you may be a little too eager to try to establish a bond again with the touching.
I think you're right, because I did notice the head part of her to the shoulders was coming in the door when I went to do the food, not when I was standing there.
I think we've discovered a new little component we want to take advantage of, and that is you're not going to work to try to connect with her. You can say hi when you come down, and if she steps in and you do a little pet, but then ignore, go on about your feeding ritual and quit trying to talk to her, quit trying to make it. You know, when you got a really scared or wonky dog and a human they don't know, uneducated humans think, oh, I love dogs. Dogs love me. And come here, you little cutie. But just acknowledging them can push them into their fear and their defenses. So basically, we're just going to want you to kind of back off and kind of ignore. Because she's had some good time with you and she knows what it's like to be touched and pet with you and be inside and be comfortable. And we need her to want that again. Does that make sense?
That makes sense.
And at some point we could like have you go to the vet and get a heavy duty tranquilizer and try to put that in her food and get her to eat that. But, you know, she's got to be better at eating, and I'm not convinced we would get, you know, be able to disguise something to get it down, and I'm hopeful that we won't have to go to that level. All right, so I think we've covered the bases here, so Sylvia, are you ready for a little session with Linda?
Okay, yeah, I'd like to try that.
All righty, okay. So Linda, you're in charge of Sylvia.
All right. Good morning, Sylvia. I'm going to invite you to think the sky is blue. And then we're going to shift to have you think about the number one thing that you would most like to have healed, changed, improved, or resolved. Just bring that into your thoughts. What's the number one thing? Focusing on that and noticing how you feel. while you think about the number one thing. And then setting all of that aside, focus on the word good and the number two. Your eyes are closed and looking up and to the left. Your breathing is going to be to exhale. Hold your breath out as long as you comfortably can. Get a new breath as soon as you need to, thinking good, too.
All right, Sylvia, you've got your eyes closed. And behind those closed eyes, you're rolling your eyes up to the left side of your forehead. Take in a deep breath and let it completely out and hold your breath out as long as you comfortably can. But you can take another breath in and release it again whenever you need to. Thinking, good, two. Good, two. Good, two.
Perfect. Breathe normally, Sylvia. And then just tip your head forward, looking toward the earth, and then let your head come to a comfortable place and bring that number one thing back into your thoughts. There's a little more to do. Keep thinking about that. And then setting that aside, focus on the word stable, the feeling of being stable, and the number four. Your eyes are closed and looking up and to the right. And doing some slow, deep breathing in and out as you think stable four.
All right, Sylvia, you've got your eyes closed. And behind those closed eyes, roll your eyes up to the right side of your forehead. You're doing slow, deep, in and out breathing, thinking stable four. Stable, four. Stable, four.
Perfect. Breathe normally. With your eyes open, tipping your head forward, then letting your head be comfortable. And then bringing that number one thing back into your thoughts. There's a little more to do. We're going back to the feeling of stable. And the number five this time, stable five. Mm-hmm. This time your eyes are open and looking up and to the right. You're going to exhale and hold your breath out as long as you comfortably can, thinking stable, five.
All right, Sylvia, this time you have your eyes open and you're looking up to the right. You've let all your breath out, hold it out as long as you comfortably can. You can take in another breath and then let it out again whenever you need to, thinking stable, five. Stable, five. Stable, five.
Perfect. Breathe normally with your eyes open, tipping your head forward, looking down toward the earth, and letting your head rise to a comfortable place, bringing that number one thing back into your thoughts. And that is complete. Good
Yay.
Job. And the affirmation is, I embrace the feeling of stable. And this is all about just really claiming that energy for yourself. that I am stable. I embrace this feeling, and thinking that frequently and just focusing on yourself as you think it.
All right. How are you doing, Sylvia?
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Now, my interest just observing here. It seems to me that, you know, Dr. Nils has said how much work there is to do on Lucky, you know, and every time he tunes in, there's still a lot to do. Well, you know, I this dog, you know, incredible abuse her whole, but it also took a lot to do Sylvia. And I'm trying to, Linda, I don't know, in all the years you've been doing this show, I don't specifically remember another case. Maybe there's been one, but I don't remember another case where you've had to do a session, then, oh, it's not balanced yet, we'll do it again. And then a second time, no, it's not balanced, we have to do it again. I don't remember you having to do that many things with a person on the air.
Me either, but I don't want to make a big deal out of it. It's
an interesting correlation that you had to work several times to Sylvia, and Dr. Nels saying all the work that Lucky needs. See, I think that two of them, you know, are kind of...
I don't think we need to tell that story.
Oh, okay.
I don't need
all right.
Yeah. No.
Well, the story we want to tell is that... with the feeling of stable in Sylvia's field, that is the rock that we want Lucky to feel, right? So that's the thing, is it's not something that Sylvia has to project, Sylvia. You just feel it within yourself, and the rest is automatic.
Okay.
And then we're going to back you off in terms of trying to connect and getting touches and pets. And if she comes to the door and solicits, you know, you can do a touch and pet, but you're basically going to open up and then go on with the feeding ritual. And let her make the decision when she wants to connect again. Is that, and Dr. Nelson, that's what you're still suggesting, that
yes,
it has to be Lucky's decision, right?
Right, because the minute she encounters something that feels like a push,
uh-huh,
or a hard tug, anything that feels like that, she's just like, okay, I'm out of here.
Yeah. Yeah. Does that
make
sense?
It's all about attraction. Yeah.
Well, that's sounding what it's really like. So yes, it makes sense. I think that is what's happening.
All right. So we're going to back you off, Sylvia. And then I will give you a call later this afternoon just to see how y'all are doing. And then we'll just one day at a time, and we'll continue to be connected at the hip, you and me, and talking until we get her back in the house, and I can come over and we can go to round two, which will then be addressing the leash stuff.
Well, and since Sylvia's a member.
Oh, wait a minute, Sylvia. Dr. Nils, go ahead.
I was going to say, since Sylvia's a member, membership has its rewards. And that reward is people who are members, they can go ahead and text me or email me, you know, as much as it feels like you need to under the circumstances. So yeah, just go ahead, send me a text like you did the other day, and that's fine. Don't feel shy about that. We're on a mission to solve this.
Right. That's it. Now, you're so right, because that's the first thing Sylvia said to me on Saturday. I said, okay, it's time to call Dr. Nils. You have to remind me. Oh, well, you know, I don't want to bother him, you know. Well, that's what he and I do. This is our passion. This is what we love. And we are available when we need to be. And our goal is to help get this resolved with the least amount of trauma to the dog and the humans involved. And it happened once. It is going to happen again. So all of you at home, you have a job here to support us here, and I want you to just all imagine Lucky, that sliding glass door opening, and Lucky running in the house, and just running and settling down on the bed, and choosing to come in so we can get going with this rehab program. So we'll use everybody else's mental capabilities to imagine Lucky coming in, settling down, and you being able to close the door, and then we can move forward. Go ahead, Dr. Nils.
There's a energy here that I want to incorporate. If our listeners are wanting to assist in this way, the vibration, the carrier wave that you want in this visualization of Lucky coming in, if you have a special attachment to the warm feeling of Christmas, visualize her coming in and laying down by a Christmas tree. because there is a big vibration in that.
Oh, okay. Let's give everybody a gift, a great Christmas gift for her to come in and settle so that we can continue. So we want to imagine Lucky coming in the house and curling up underneath a Christmas tree.
Yep.
And that wonderful feeling of family and being safe and loved, all of that. All right, Sylvia, are you good?
Okay, a quick recap. So I'm supposed to back off a little bit because I've been trying to be too friendly. And we are going to do nothing to get her in, just let her come in on her own at least this first time.
Right, for the feeding.
Right. Okay. Right. I think
I'll call you after the show a little later this afternoon just to touch base and see how you're doing, okay?
Mm-hmm. Thank you guys. I really appreciate that you're both there and I can keep in touch with you.
And also, you know that you can do a free session with Linda now anytime. So, Linda, any thoughts when another time to work with Sylvia might be good?
I think whenever Sylvia feels ready to do that.
And I did leave she already has your card. So,
yeah.
All righty, Sylvia, carry on and keep up the feeding ritual. And I'll talk to you later this afternoon.
Okay. Thank you both.
You're welcome. God bless. Bye-bye. Yep.
Bye.
All right, everybody. We've got wide open phone lines and would love to get to you. We are getting close to time for Jingle Cats again. But let's see. We didn't get to our advertisers. And we did hear from Natasha Venter. And remember, Natasha will be here in the studio next week. And you can hear her podcast at 4 o'clock on Wednesdays. Her YouTube channel is Natasha Venter IC for Intuitive Clarifications. And her website is intuitiveclarifications.com. Or you can call her at 360-770-7486. And golly, we are going to close down hour number one, two here, and fire up hour number three. We got a couple of Jingle Cat medleys to go through, and I will energize up the Jingle Cats one more time. But we'd love to hear from you. So if you would like a session for your animals with Dr. Nels, for yourself with Linda, either or both, give us a call. 425-373-5527 is local. 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. And email is animalworldlive@hotmail.com. animalworldlive@hotmail.com. All righty, here we go. We're going to energize up the Jingle Cats. Oh, infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our mind with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth, the body and mind abide in us forever and forever via the Jingle Cats. All right, everybody, they're coming right up. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1100.